It might be the closest thing to working at the Willy Wonka Candy Factory.
In the morning, it smells like coffee, and in the afternoon, it always smells like sweet vanilla.
Katie Sudler is the community education director at FONA.
Don't shout it out yet. Let everybody have a chance to smell it first before we spill the beans on what it is. All right, everybody's got it. Any ideas?
Vanilla frosting or cinnamon? Anything else?
Is it gingerbread?
No, gingerbread, that's a great guess. So we've got bready.
Cream cheese frosting.
Cream cheese frosting, cinnamon, all of that put together makes cinnamon roll flavor. So all of that put together is kind of a complex flavor. So what do we do with this flavor once we make it? This is our product. This is what we sell to our customers. What do we do with this? So we sell it to a customer. What do you think our customer is going to do with it? Put it in their products, right?
Do you ever get tired of the different smells? Is it ever like, oh, I can't take it today?
Every once in a while, it can be a little bit overwhelming, but usually it just smells delicious.
So for people who kind of are like, I want to get into food science, what do they need to know about the training?
Okay, so to be a food scientist, typically a degree in food science is pretty normal. They can get a degree in health or nutrition or some sort of lab science, and they would be fine working as a food scientist. Most of what they learn is on the job training anyways. But to become a flavor chemist, it's a little bit more in depth. So it's a 7-year apprenticeship program after you graduate with your degree in a lab science, typically chemistry.
Actually, a pretty small percentage of the product overall is the flavor.
Right. So typically flavors are used at less than 2%, even in like beverages, less than 0.5%. So flavors are used at a very small use level, but still have a huge impact.
How much of it is led by your scientists saying, like, here's an interesting flavor versus the client saying, oh, we want this, we want banana, we want blueberry, we want this flavor X?
Right. So most of, I would say it's pretty even keel. Sometimes customers come to us and they want to know what the newest trends are, what's going to be the next pumpkin spice, or what's going to be the next best flavor. And that's a really hard thing to predict. So our marketing team is actually really good at trying to do deep dives into different restaurants and different really hip urban places that have some of those up-and-coming flavors or flavor combinations. There's a lot of science behind every food product that people consume, and really all that science is taken for granted. So the food industry does get kind of nailed a lot for trying to hide things or being maybe people are suspicious of some of the science behind what we're doing. But I'm a mother, you know, and I'm a scientist and I'm an educator. So for me, I want to teach people more about it so that they're not afraid of the chemicals in their food.
Neha Rajan is a senior at Batavia High School and is interested in food science. Her classmate, Jacob Mefford, has visited the Flavor Lab several times. When you walked in here today, how would you describe the current smell of this facility?
Very strong.
How would you describe it? What do you think it smells like here?
I mean, it's definitely like different from what you're used to, and it kind of just hits you at once when you walk through the door, and it's kind of just a bunch of different flavors all at once, so you can't really pick out like one specific thing.
So it's radio, so you got to help me out. Like, if I were to describe, is it cherry, is it lime, is it vanilla?
I think of strawberry wafers. That's what I think of. I don't know why.
Yeah, I like agree with that, and also like just vanilla. It kind of just can change depending on what part of the building you're into.
What surprised you the most about being in this facility?
Just how much work goes into making food. Like, when you eat food, you don't really think about all the different chemicals and how many people work towards this part, and this isn't even the final stage of it.
Is this something that you'd be interested in doing?
Yeah, I mean, I never really thought about it, but it's fun because it has science and I like science, and it also has food, and it's just, I really like chemistry and it has a lot of that in it, so I'd be interested, yeah.
Do you see yourself as a food scientist?
Yeah, I'm actually going to go study food science next year at Iowa State.
For someone who's interested in studying something like this, what skills do you need? What are you studying right now to kind of help you enter a career like this?
I mean, just like a lot of science skills, I guess, and all of that. I feel like it's a skill that you need for any profession in the industry, in the science industry in general, like that all that chemistry and memorization is really important.
Obviously, this isn't the only place like this, so wherever you work that is a company like FONA, just food science, like, it's going to be interesting because, I mean, obviously, you have different people that, like, make the flavor and then someone else who's in charge of, like, actually getting it into the product, and so it just seems like it's, like, very specialized and it's just, like, interesting.
All right, so everybody take a cookie. You can take a bite. But our customers use the flavor in whichever way they want. If they want to use it in the cream, they actually just have to let us know because some things are oil soluble, some things are water soluble. So that would kind of determine what kind of flavor we send them.